God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I've heard people speak in confusing ways about this verse. And people say, well, try to say Jesus is Lord. People say, okay, Jesus is Lord. Well, that's got to be the Holy Ghost. No, keep it in context. What's he talking about? Spiritual gifts. You can take a man or woman sleeping on the street, speaking the vilest, most vulgar language you ever heard, and say, I'll give you $100 if you say Jesus is Lord. They'll say it. You say, no, I want you to stand up and say it with feeling. They will. Does that mean that's the Holy Ghost?
No.
Then what's it talking about? He's talking about gifts of the Spirit. And if you'll notice down just a few more verses here, part of the gifts of the Spirit are utterance, speaking gifts. There's revelation gifts, there's power gifts, and there's speaking gifts. In Revelation, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning the spirits, by these you can supernaturally see and know things that there's no other way you could know. By gifts of healings and working the miracles and special faith, power of God can be manifested to do things that no human could do. And by tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy, you can speak things out by inspiration. Didn't come out of your head. Okay, it's spiritual. Somebody say spiritual.
Spiritual.
Can you see again? All of these are what?
Spiritual.
All of these are spiritual. Not natural. They're spiritual. Now, they're manifest through natural beings, but they're spiritual. They're spiritual in origin and source. They're spiritual in makeup. They're spiritual in effect. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. The gifts of the Spirit. So when he says nobody can say, nobody would say Jesus is accursed by the Spirit of God. What's he talking about specifically? Gifts of the Spirit. Prophecy. Tongues and interpretation. Nobody's going to get up and say, thus saith the Lord, and try to say something negative and bad about Jesus, and that was the Holy Ghost. Right? No way. And how many know that no demon inspiring a man or woman is going to have them saying Jesus is Lord? Somebody's anointed by the devil and they're speaking anointed by the enemy. They are not going to say anything about the Lordship of Jesus. You can count on that. So not natural. Spiritual. But there's more to this besides. The gifts of the Spirit are going to magnify and glorify Jesus. All the gifts of the Spirit are going to proclaim and magnify His Lordship. That He is Lord over all. Spiritual. And one way you can tell, and sometimes people just do it out of ignorance, they see some value in these things and they're hungry for it, and they see somebody do something and they try to duplicate it, and it's flesh. It's just flesh. You can prophesy in the flesh. Are y'all with me now? You can try to exercise some of these gifts in the flesh, and the resulting effect is that it only draws attention to you. And when you see folk that that's primarily what they're talking about is my experience and my power and my gift and how God uses me and me and me, then that's just flesh. That's just them. And there are people who are trying to do things in these areas, and it's not God. And if you know the Holy Ghost, somebody says, well, how can I tell? If you'll pay attention for a while, it's going to be more and more obvious to you. When it really is the Holy Ghost, and He manifests, power is manifested, revelation comes, words are spoken by anointing, Jesus is glorified. Somebody say, Jesus. Jesus is exalted. Jesus is glorified. Jesus is magnified. And you see people, you know, their biggest emphasis is, what's my gift? What's my gift? Wrong. Wrong. What's my gift? Your focus is where? On you. And your gift. Wrong. I believe it was Brother Smith Wigglesworth who said this. Somebody asked him about what gifts he had. Well, this is a man God used to raise people from the dead. Amazing things. And he said, you know, I don't know whether it's better to say I'm used in this or that gift, or just to stay full of the Holy Ghost so He can use you any way He wants to. Anytime. Yeah. Yeah. Just aware of God. And a lot of times, gifts of the Spirit have manifested and people didn't call them that. How many would rather have a nice label on an empty can? Or something in the can and no label? Which would you rather have? Something in the can. Something in there. Some substance. If we didn't call it the right name, it's not that big of a deal as long as it happened. And we've been in a generation, Word and Faith, charismatic folk, that have been, because of the world around us, a lot of intellectualism. And teaching, we've had teaching, 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 and that's good, but you have to watch about becoming heady. And so you got people that's got reams of notes and the definitions of the gifts, but no experience in the actual manifestation of the Spirit. Well, what good is that? Well, it's not much good. Where does it begin, though? Desire. What are we supposed to get tonight off of this? Desire. You don't have to wait till you know a lot more or have more experience in it to start right now, right here, tonight, going, I'm hungry for it. This is something I'm going to get on, and I'm going to stay on. I'm going to still be on it at the end of the year. I'm going to still be on it next year. I'm on this. This is a lifelong deal. I am not willing to just live a natural, carnal, mental life. I am a spiritual being of a spirit God. The Holy Spirit is in me and lives around me and on me, and I'm going to live a spiritual life. That is not the same as flaky and weird. A lot of people think if I'm spiritual, that's going to be bizarre and strange. No, no. No, no. Don't get your mind on that. These things can come so naturally to you that you'll dismiss them and not pay attention to them. That's why we got to hunger for them and desire them and be keeping ourselves aware of them, because when they're manifested is when we act on them. When we yield to Him and act on His promptings and leadings, that's when these things are manifested to their full extent. And it's no reason why there's such a small manifestation, because millions don't even believe in the Holy Spirit's present day ministry in their life. Millions don't even believe in speaking in tongues, which is the doorway into this. Others, millions speak in tongues, but then they think they've arrived because they spoke in tongues one time, not realizing that was the opening of the door. And then millions know about them, got books about them, heard about them, can rattle off the definition to you, but no experience in it, or hardly any. And here's the problem, no hunger for them either. Content just to know about them and to feel superior because you know the definition. Oh, we're charismatic. What does that mean? I got a book. I went to a charismatic seminar. We believe in the gifts. Well, how many just want to believe in prosperity? No. Or do you actually like to live in some? Yes. How about believing in healing or actually having some healing? That's experience some healing, right? Well, not just believing in the gifts of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, operating in, living in this until it becomes to us like a fish in the water, like a bird in the sky. Can you say amen? Can you say glory to God? Say it out loud. I'm hungry.
I desire
the gifts of the Spirit.
I want to know
about the ways of the Holy Spirit.
I'm hungry.
I'm going to be hungry tomorrow.
And the next day,
I will live
a spiritual life.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And the wonderful thing about it is most people are much closer to it than they think they are. Just a few adjustments. There's some things already there. There's some things that this is how it's going to work. A lot of these things, as we progress through them, you're going to sit there and go, I know that. Is that what that is? You mean that thing I've been ignoring for the last 3 months? That's the Holy Ghost. Yes. 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 So many, just a few small adjustments. And instead of ignoring things, you're going to start responding to them. And it's going to change your life. I said, it's going to change your life. Because as long as you ignored it, nothing else followed. That was the end of it. But when you acknowledge and respond and act on, then here's going to come part 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. And something's going to open up to you. Somebody say, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Gifts from God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304A. That's R1304A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.